Bebich and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Lanville's playing Aerosmith. It is a game day, baby. Burgundy and Gold Game Day is presented by Rude. Rude, Rude, boy, is your cooling system letting you down? Score a touchdown with Rude and experience peak performance. Dominate the season with unmatched cooling power and visit Rude.com, R-U-U-D.com. And remember, Brian,
if it ain't Rude, it ain't right.
All righty. Listen, we're going to go all football all day, but I did have to ask you this C.J. Abrams thing. Did you see all of it?
See all of it. I talk with Beez about it.
I don't know how I feel because
listen,
guys should be able to do what they want. 8 a.m. is kind of late. I just hate that the kid got narked out via Twitter by some dude. Now, maybe the team security staff or whatever knew what was going on anyway.
As I stated many a times, can't blame the dude that narked him out. If he wasn't out there, the dude could nark him.
You don't have to answer this. What was the latest you were out? The night before a game.
I never left out before the game. And this is no lie. I mean, listen, when you go in town, normally we went to places and where we normally stayed in our hotels, they normally was like in an industrial park area. wasn't nothing around us. And then again, they going to know you're an athlete. You know, like even in training camp, dudes like, yo, man, nah. When I was in Frostburg, Carlisle, they know I'm not just somebody from around that area.
Especially you know in Frostburg, I mean? And Carlisle,
so,
yeah.
And, but like the before games, I never left out.
Well, it's, I mean, can you imagine if?
But the thing about it,
think about MJ.
But baseball
in the
players this
went
the thing about
to
it,
Atlantic City.
But baseball players and basketball players, a lot they don't have curfews.
Right.
We had a curfew, so if he didn't have a curfew. You could be mad at him, but that's his right to go where the hell he wants to go. And if he sat there and played whatever he was playing, that's cool to him. If he went and performed the next day, what you really mad at?
I just think, how much money is Abrams making? Rookie deal, he hadn't hit free agency or arbitration or any of that
stuff
yet.
Still making good money, though.
Sure. Generally, when I've been at the casino, and I've had some nights, like in Vegas, back when the Hard Rock used to
either really you're losing or you're winning when you stay that long.
Yeah. And odds are, you're losing.
Yeah, but you're chasing it all the time.
Right.
And if you're winning, you're looking for it. You know, I think you talk to some of his other teammates, in front of a camera, they're going to probably say, yeah, you know, he probably should not have been that late. But behind, off camera, they'll be like, man, hell, we've been out there before like that.
That, I mean, that was late, man. So, but how do you feel about Rizzo sending him down?
I listen, bro. He can do what he want, but if the guy is major league talent, you sending him down because he went somewhere, that seems like that's what you do to elementary students. You don't do that to no damn grown-ass man or pro. You just find him, whatever. If it's a problem, you find him and you keep moving. Moving him down ain't helping the team, is it?
My only thought, I support Rizzo in his decision-making. Davy Martinez came out and said, sending him down. Dude, apparently Thursday night, he was 4 or 5 with 2 steals, right? And then Friday, so apparently he was out all night Thursday. Friday was the day game. He went 0-for in that game, and then they sent him down. Martinez said, I just wanted to be known it wasn't performance-based. It's an internal issue. I'm not going to get into specifics or talk specifics because I need to keep everything on the down low. I've got other guys out there I want to support. I'm going
if
to
they had talked to him about it, if it was something that happened before and they talked to him about it and he did it again, I can understand.
I got a feeling. Like,
but it happened one time and – I don't buy it.
He wrote
the moving him down.
More from Davey. He said, I'm going to support CJ. He's a big part of our Nats family, and he will be. But without getting into any details, this was the right thing to do. I don't think this is the first time. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's the first time it came out on Twitter or whatever, but this sounds like this has happened, and they're finally like, dude, it's enough. It's enough.
Yeah. But if he were like a Aaron Judge or a Tiny, he wouldn't have been sent down for doing that.
If they were in the
plan,
if they needed to win this week to get into the wild card, I think it could be different too.
Yeah.
But you're in a scenario where, to be real, the games kind of don't matter. And all right, we're going to send a message now with four games left in late September. Mm-hmm. I still, though, when I saw it, I was like, damn. And I – listen, let's make a deal as a group of people here. Let's not narc people out on social media. Like, what do you gain?
No, don't go out on social media. I mean, if you want to be able to do something like that, there's private rooms and high limits you could be at, and you don't have to be around everybody else.
Dude, Tay in the chat makes a very good point.
What do you say?
Shohei got him scared. Maybe MLB is like, dude, but we gotta lock in on some of this stuff.
That may be it, because the question is, okay, he's in the casino. He has a right to go in the casino.
Hell yeah.
He can gamble on everything he wants. Better be gambling on baseball.
Sure.
So to make sure you just try to make other people a little leery of going, let's do this.
Well, dude, you know what?
Because the Shohei thing just has been whitewashed and moved away too quickly for me to think that based on just what he said is happening. And then the guy's 50-50 now, 50 home runs, 50 stolen bases. They don't want to lose that because guess what? He has a hell of a following from his country.
Sure, and
so
here.
So there is no way possible that his little his person did everything without him ever knowing anything.
Dude,
come on, man. Please.
The level of which everybody is burying their head in the sand in baseball related to Shohei Ohtani
even for
sports leagues that are inherently superficial and hypocritical, that's still next level.
Yeah, let's think about it. Baseball, football, basketball, all of them. They are so tough on all the players, but they sure land in bed with them with the damn the gambling aspect.
Sure.
Come on, bro. It's crazy.
Professor Landini, your take on C.J. Abrams getting sent down.
Bummer, man.
At all a surprise?
I mean, I guess a little bit. I feel like you could just wait a week, and then, you know, the season's over because the Nats sure as hell ain't going to the playoffs, and you could stay out as late as you want.
Yeah, I think, to Brian's point, this is not the first time perhaps CJ's gotten in a little late.